3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, and the Hard Rocker Podcast Network, focusing on stories on and off the playing surface.
This is the Hard Rocker Huddle.
My name is Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Welcome to the 43rd episode of the Hard Rocker Huddle. Today's guest is men's golfer Braden Jones. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Josh.
Just getting started, talk about, you grew up in Aberdeen. What was it like growing up there? What was your family life like? Any siblings?
Yeah, it was pretty normal South Dakota life growing up there. A lot of outdoor activities, so I definitely got involved with every sport you can imagine. I have one sibling who's in high school that goes to Aberdeen Central. She's a sister. And yeah, it was a pretty normal life. So growing up, I played a lot of soccer and baseball and stuff like that. And thankfully, there was a lot of sporting opportunities to get involved in over there. So
yeah, it's a little bit bigger city, which kind of helps.
Yeah. With South Dakota standards, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like 30,000 people or
yeah.
So.
What was it about? Did you start playing golf pretty early, too?
Yeah. So we have a lake cabin that our family owns with some of our other relatives, and we have a little hitting area up there for golf balls. So every chance I would get up there, we'd always go and bring clubs. And I think I probably started hitting golf balls when I was like 4 years old, so. But yeah, my uncles got me into golf and then also hockey, which I played throughout high school as well. So,
what was it about golf that I guess drew you to it?
Partly the longevity of it. I feel like you could play golf your whole life, yeah. And it's definitely a lot more accessible to play year round than I guess hockey was my other passion. But I was pretty good at both, so it was kind of hard to choose. But golf just kind of was the one that ended up winning in the end, so.
Sure. You played both at Aberdeen Central?
Yep.
Okay. What were some of your, I guess, talking about hockey first, I guess. Was your team pretty good?
We won state when I was about a freshman, I think, so we were good then, and then we struggled kind of past that because we had trouble keeping guys, like, to football and stuff like that, because hockey isn't actually a school sport in South Dakota. It's, like, more club activity, so. But no, we were pretty good. I played on South Dakota's national hockey team for 3 years. That was a lot of fun. So yeah, when I played, we were good.
Sure. What position did you play?
I played center.
Center.
So pretty involved with a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah. Face-offs. You like face-offs?
Yep. Face-offs and everything. Defense, offense, you name it.
How do you get good at face-offs?
It's just something over time that kind of you figure out how to win them and stuff like that. So.
Sure. Individually, you know, well, I guess on the golf side now, team, any state appearances, and then individually, what kind of scores were you putting up?
Yeah, we won conference my freshman year, which was a big accomplishment for us, and we were really good up until I was about a junior, once I was a senior, we had a very young team. But individually, I was all conference my junior, senior year. I was all-state my junior year as well, so, and then I won two tournaments my senior year, so we had a lot of success throughout kind of, I actually started varsity when I was an eighth grader.
Okay.
Since with numbers where I'm from, it's kind of tough to find a lot of golfers, so, but no, we had a pretty good run while we were all there, so.
What's your, if you could pick just one, like, story, one memory, what would be your favorite one from your kind of high school days?
Yeah, every golf tournament, we would always bring Scotcheroos with us, and that would just be our go-to snack whenever we were out on the course, and that just sticks out to me, so we loved our Scotcheroos.
Still? Do you still bring Scotcheroos with you?
Maybe we should, but yeah, no, that's probably my favorite memory.
Then when you started to, I guess, when did it start to hit you that you could be a college athlete, college golfer?
So I first started looking at schools after I was done with my senior year because we play in the fall. And I was really thinking about going into STEM-related fields, and I was looking, you know, maybe SDSU, but I don't know if I could have played there or not, but And then Mines popped up, and I'm like, this is like the perfect school for me. So in state, D2, you know, it was pretty competitive still. And I think once I saw Mines, I was like, man, I feel like I could really play here. So
sure,
yeah.
And then had you been to this area before Rapid?
We played hockey here all the time, golf here all the time. So I was very familiar with everything out here. Yeah. I have some good friends.
So not much of a transition.
Not really,
In terms of the city or anything like
that? No, just a little bigger, you know. Yeah. That's really about it, so.
And then you kind of touched on it a little bit, but what was it? I mean, go a little more in depth about what about Mines and what about the golf program stuck out to you?
So I actually, someone from Rapid City Stevens that I played golf with a lot went here for a while, and he said he really liked it, and so that was part of it. My uncle also is an alumni from here who is also in electrical engineering, and he had nothing but good things to say about it. And then I did my visit out here. I met with Director Wheeler, I just really liked what he was kind of building up with the program and everything. And then it's one of the best, if not the best, engineering schools in South Dakota for sure, and arguably the nation. So, I'd say all those factors definitely led me to come here.
You knew you wanted to be an engineer pretty early on?
Yeah, for sure. I wasn't exactly sure what discipline. I was really between like computer and electrical, but electrical just kind of won out in the end. I just started liking it, so.
What was it about engineering that, you know, especially when you were younger?
I'd say probably, I don't know, when I was younger, it was definitely just kind of STEM. But as I got older, I was, like, more interested in the problem solving. And with engineering, it's not just, like, memorizing stuff. It's actually applying it and to solve problems and make the world better. That's kind of what I really like about engineering.
Sure. And then you're a junior now. Talk about, I guess, your first, when you were a freshman, I know that transition to here academically can be kind of tough for some people. Mm-hmm. What was it kind of like for you to get used to, I guess, the rigors in the classroom?
Yeah, so my freshman year, I didn't take as many credits as I do now, which is probably a good thing. Definitely the expectations are a lot higher. You can't make as many mistakes as you do in high school. I found that if you get into a good kind of routine academically, you can make it like it was in high school, at least for me anyways. But it's definitely a lot more, I'd say definitely more academically intense for sure.
Sure.
But I've just made it work, and ever since kind of my freshman year, I've gotten into a good rhythm of taking classes and also doing golf. But there was definitely a learning curve, I'd say, right away, especially the first semester.
Yeah, especially, I don't know how much you were on playing in tournaments your freshman year, but just getting used to, you know, being in class during the day and then practicing at night.
It definitely adds a lot to your schedule, definitely more than in high school, because in high school you have organized practices for the most part, but in college you're kind of expected to just go out and do it yourself, which can be difficult. But
but when you got here, you know, there was some guys who were, I guess Bryce would have still been here, right? He probably would have been a junior.
He was a senior.
Yeah, your first. Yeah, he was.
Bryce
was
a senior.
What was it like to have, you know, him, and I know there were a couple others at that, Carson just graduated last year.
Yep. So my freshman year, Bryson actually recommended me to be in SAC. So I got to be kind of in that with a lot of other upperclassmen athletes as well, and they definitely gave me a lot of tips, which was very helpful. And also got me involved with athletics a lot more. The other seniors, especially last year, like Jake, Carson, and Roger, they were definitely people that I could lean on a lot and talk to. And especially if I was struggling in classes, you know, hey, it's okay, you know. So, they were definitely instrumental in helping me my first couple years.
Sure. And then let's talk about the program a little bit. Coming from your freshman year, there's been a lot of growth.
Yep.
Just in, you know, in terms of overall play, in terms of the, I guess, recruits coming in too, seem like they're, you know, more ready to play, even on both sides, the women's side,
yes,
too.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
How much, I mean, how cool is it to be just a part of that growth and development of the program?
Oh, it's been awesome to see. When I first came here, we weren't the best, you know, but with, like, Bryson and everybody, Joey, we've made huge. I mean, every week you look at Instagram or Facebook, it's like a new record is being broken. So it's been awesome. And I didn't have too high expectations of myself when I came here. But throughout the years, we've been just getting so much better. And it's been a lot of fun to see, especially, you know, I feel like early on, teams would just kind of count us out and, like, oh, they're not going to be a problem. But, I mean, we've won our share of, especially our home tournaments throughout the years, and we've just been getting higher and higher up on the leaderboard, which has been a lot of fun to see and fun to be a part of. So
yeah. Golf's a little bit different sport, though, where there's so much, like, there's mental stuff in other sports, too, but you really got to be mentally, you can't get too high, you can't get too low.
For sure.
Especially as a hockey player, that's a very different mentality, right? So how did you kind of learn to...
Yeah, so obviously hockey is a lot more team-oriented. And golf, you have the team aspect, but a lot of it's down to, you know, your shots. And if you miss this, that could also hurt the team. So hockey isn't as mentally taxing for sure, but it also taught me to be kind of disciplined when things aren't going your way. Especially, you know, lose a hockey game, oh, it's whatever, you can win the next one. But in golf, if you miss a shot, that could lead to a lot worse kind of situations for you. But, yeah, I'd say hockey helped me become disciplined and not, like, as hard on myself when I'm playing golf, because I know it's all on me when I'm playing golf. So, yeah, I'd say golf is, yeah, I'd say it's almost 75% mental and 25% physical ability. And I mean, obviously golf, the swing, it's the motion, it's hard. But once you have that down, it all comes down to what your mental state is going into a round, I would say. So.
And keeping it cool, and too. When you hit a couple bad shots. Yeah. I'm not good at that. I can't golf because I get too mad. Yep. And then it just affects my play the rest of the round.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, you know, especially get off to a bad start. Well, nobody's there to, you know, help you through that. You just got to battle through it. And as our coach say, just grind it out. That's what you got to do. Mm. So, because not every round's going to go the way you want it to necessarily. There's a lot of uncontrollable things about it. So,
for sure. And then going from your first year, kind of learning from some of those guys, now you're one of the older guys on the team.
Yep.
It's you, Joseph, Boom, Rabin.
Yep, Beam.
Beam. And that's pretty much it for upperclassmen on the men's side.
Yep.
So what has kind of been the transition like for you to go from being the young guy to kind of helping out some of those younger guys?
So when Jake, Roger, and Carson were here last year, I really, and they kind of told me this, that I was going to be kind of the next guy to kind of be a leader on the team. And so I really paid attention to kind of how they carried themselves and were also leaders. So I've been taking a lot of what they told me into trying to be an upperclassman this year. And I would say I try to lead by example a lot of the times. I'm not the most vocal usually, like, out there, but I like to kind of be like, oh, this is how you should act, like, in the classroom, or how you should do academically, or, like, you shouldn't be frustrated on the course, things like that. And also I've been trying to get involved with helping out a lot of the underclassmen and new recruits, especially in academics, so that they can focus more on the athletic side of things. 'Cause that's the hardest part, is finding that balance. So
yeah,
that's what I've been trying to do as an upperclassman for the team. I think it's working so far. So, but as I know, get to know them more, it'll be easier and easier. So, but I definitely like our upcoming class that we have. They're really, really good people. So
yeah, you touched on this a little bit. That time management piece here is just so critical.
Yep.
Especially being an athlete. And you're a 4-0. Yep. So how did you kind of figure out that balance?
So I took in high school, I was pretty successful, and I was like, that worked for me. So I'm going to try doing that. And I definitely spend a lot more time on academics now. But it's just finding what study habits work for you. And everybody's different, you know. I mean, in class, I will write everything down, and that's just how it sticks for me. And the electrical engineering side of things just comes somewhat easy to me, but obviously I have to put a lot of work into it. But managing your time is definitely something you have to be aware of, because I can't count on my fingers and toes how many times I've stayed up past like 4 a.m. But there's times where you have to just tell yourself, you know what, you gotta just focus on something else. Or because that just won't be good for you in the long run. So, managing your time, you know, I'll go to the course for a couple hours, and then once I get back, I'll do a couple hours of homework, you know.
Sure.
So that's just kind of what I would recommend to student athletes. So.
Yeah, and then talking about, have you had the opportunity to do any internships or co-ops at this point?
Yep, I've interned at Banner Engineering the past 2 summers. They asked me back again, so I might go back there a third year. But I have done 2 internships over the past couple summers.
What have you done with them?
There's obviously the documentation side of things, which just kind of comes with an internship. But this last summer and the summer before, I did a lot of control system design, which they're a manufacturing plant, and they make a lot of sensors and industrial products for like pretty big Fortune 500 companies. So that was pretty cool to see how that's all made and stuff. I did some control systems design with them to help make the manufacturing processes easier or reduce the time it takes to do them. And also I helped with their testing design as well. So they have to test their products, make sure they're within certain specifications and stuff like that. So I was involved with that my first summer that I was with them. So it's been a lot of fun.
Sure. Is that something you think, has that helped you in deciding maybe what you want to do once you graduate?
I don't know if I'm as interested in the manufacturing side of things. I'm more interested in the design. So that kind of helped me narrow down to that. But they also have their headquarters where they do all their design of their products. So I could potentially see myself doing that sort of thing.
Sure. Any particular location you want to work at? Are you from here? Are you wanting to stay in South Dakota? Or?
Yeah, I've been looking at stuff in Rapid and kind of within 6 hours of home, hopefully. So, I've kind of been looking to stay relatively close to home.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about last year. You won the RMAC Summit Award, highest GPA for a men's golfer in the conference, and you also were named an Academic All-America. How rewarding was that to just see, you know, your hard work in the classroom being able to get noticed?
No, it was definitely pretty awesome to be a part of. You know, I struggled a little bit in some couple tournaments last year, and I wasn't really overall happy with how my season went. But to get those awards, it definitely softened the blow on the golf side of things. And, I mean, it's a big honor to receive those awards, and it's definitely motivating me this year to keep pushing away and just keep succeeding, and especially in the classroom. So, no, I was really happy to receive those.
You mentioned you kind of weren't overly happy with your golf seasons. Have you been happier so far this fall compared to what you did last year on the course?
First tournament, we all kind of struggled, but it's the first tournament, you know. Yeah. You can't really take too much off of that. And at our home tournament this year, I improved a little bit on what I did last year, and I'm feeling pretty good about going into our next tournament in Billings. Yeah. So I think we all are. We're ready to kind of get some revenge out there, so...
And that's a tournament you guys have had some success in.
Yeah, I think we got runner-up last year. So, and I have full confidence, especially in our 2 freshmen that we're bringing up, that I think we're going to be really good this year.
Yeah.
It's just about executing it, you know. We always talk about how we can definitely shoot a couple under out there, but it's, you know, it's just grinding away and actually executing on our expectations. So, no, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah, and then, again, golf's a little bit different where you kind of have a split season.
Yep.
Where a lot of the fall is just kind of getting ready for spring, right?
Yep.
Spring's your championship season. As a golfer, though, what do you kind of do? Because it's basically a 4 or 5 month break. What do you kind of do to stay ready?
So part of it is getting ahead in school. That definitely helps. But then as far as golf is concerned, we have our hitting facility in our golf room. And it's sometimes just spending 2-3 hours in there and just getting absolutely dialed in, because you can see all the statistics and where exactly your swing path is and attack angle and basically every statistic you care about. So it's just grinding away in there and getting your numbers to be precisely where you want them, since we have so much time. And kind of once it comes springtime, we all kind of have the idea that we should be exactly where we need to be. Because in the fall, we're just kind of working through the motions, especially for the younger classmen, to kind of just get that college tournament experience necessarily, and not just being successful out there. Whereas in our off season, it's focusing more on, it's time to, you know, get your golf game where it needs to be. And going into the spring, you should already have that experience and be ready to go to be successful. So that's the mentality a lot of us have. And especially with our off season being so long, we focus on the nitty gritty details and make sure everything's perfect. So
is there a difference in, you know, practicing indoors and then going out? I know last year there was hardly any outdoor practice time in the winter.
Yeah.
Is there a transition again, or is it just kind of like a swing's a swing?
There's a bit of a transition. I mean, inside isn't going to be how it is outside, which is the unfortunate thing about it. But, you know, going inside, you can look at all the numbers and get a good idea of where you're at. But until you go outside, you're not going to really truly know how it's going. So there's definitely, I would say, a week or two after our off season that we're still getting adjusted between hitting inside and outside. And last year the winter was absolutely terrible, so we didn't play for our first time until it was our actual tournament. So, there's definitely, it's not the same for sure.
Sure. And then what are some of your, you know, I guess, individual expectations and team expectations as we get to the spring?
Yeah, individually, I'd hope to maybe get a couple top tens here and there. And, you know, that'll obviously help our team success as well. Definitely a couple top tens I'd be pretty happy about that. Maybe, you know, top five, you know, never know how it goes. So, and then team-wise, I really think we could squeeze a team win at some point in the season for sure, just with our talent. I mean, our freshmen are really, I think their swings are really good. Joey's really consistent and really good. And then me and Beam, I know that we can both shoot very well. And then Ramey's been heating up. I know he did really well at our home tournament this year, so it's just all the pieces coming together. So as a team, I think we can squeeze a team win out, and maybe some top fives here and there would be really good this year.
How close are you guys with the women's team? Because I know, again, it's a little different where there's two teams, but still, I mean, you compete together a lot, practice together a lot. What's that relationship like?
Yeah, I mean, we lift every Thursday together, every Tuesday and Thursday together, and a lot of us will go out and eat at Surbeck after, and so we spend a lot of time together, whether it's at the course or, you know, just not in school or whatever. We practice a lot together, and then we'll go out and play golf together. So, I mean, we're just a big friend group, I like to kind of call it, so. But we've got a really good culture, and it actually makes things a lot easier, because, you know, you don't just have the guys you can go to. You know, you have the girls who just know as much as well, if not more. So, and they have a different kind of mentality about things and can look into things a little differently. And so, you know, if you're struggling on the course, it'll be like, hey, you're okay or whatever. And we do the same for them. So it's, I think it's actually a really strong suit of our team.
So, yeah, and they've had a ton of success over the last couple of years. What is that for you guys? What is that? Does that kind of motivate you to, you know, match what they're kind of doing?
Oh, for sure. You know, you look at Annika and Rihanna, they're breaking records. I think that's sparked something in Joey last year, as he did towards the end of the season. So, but yeah, their success is just, I think it's just piling on us as well. And like, man, look at the girls, see what they're doing. We should be able to do that too. So, yeah, definitely creates a little bit of competition, which is always good. Yeah. So, but it's also reassuring to see that they're having success as well. Sure. And because we're doing similar practices to what they are and things along those lines. So it's definitely reassuring and definitely sparks a little bit of fire in us. So.
Sure. And then just last couple questions, I guess. I asked you about a story from your high school days. Do you have a good story you can share about, you know, a trip you've had here or something in the classroom, whatever you want?
Oh, let's see. I guess just in general, when we go out on a kind of our longer trips away where we have to go and fly, you know, we don't get to go to those places very often, like Vegas, or I know we're going to Dallas, so we'll probably do something there. But since we have after our practice round days, we have a lot of time on our hands. We'll go out and walk to go eat somewhere or just go do something, which that's been a really fun memories that I made with my teammates over the past couple years. And I've just gotten to see so many cities and golf courses and places that I have never thought I'd ever see, you know? So yeah, just getting to experience that with all my teammates has definitely been a fun memory where we just go out and walk the cities where we're at. So I'd say that's my favorite memory.
Sure. Last question. What would you tell a high school senior who was considering South Dakota Mines?
I would say, I think it's a great school, especially if you're looking to do academics as well as athletics. And I would say is be prepared to be challenged, but also be successful. I think mine sets you up for success, and if you take as much of that as you want to run with. So, yeah, that's what I would say to students considering Mines.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Braden.
Yep, thanks, Josh.
This has been the Hard Rocker Huddle. My name is Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert, signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.